Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. We are now in the Darim Daf Yod Aleph Amud Bet, in the middle of our discussion of the Mishnah that listed all sorts of associations with different perspectives, if you will, or circumstances of Korbanot, and in what cases such a statement was a valid neder. And we saw that among the list, Tamei Notar and Pigul, which are a famous threesome, and I'll explain them briefly in a moment, are valid nedarim, and therefore the result is asur. Tamei here does not refer generally to food that's tamei, but in this context to a korban that has become tamei, which shares a significant feature with notar and pigul. Notar is a korban that has passed its appropriate time for either eating or being burnt on the mizbeach. On pigul is a korban that when one of the central avodot was done, typically zrikat adam, the kohen had in mind that it would be eaten after its prescribed time. So all of them are korbanot, which are essentially valid, but circumstantially have become invalidated. And we said that such a statement, if you say this bread is to me like notar, is a valid neder. And so that will lead to the following backdoor discussion. Just a brief explanation about a backdoor discussion. Often you will have a discussion taking place in the Beit Midrash about a particular topic, and in the middle of the discussion, one of the Amoraim will invoke a particular Mishnah in order to use it to prove one or the other position, or to support one of the other positions in the question. And this is very revealing because it lets us know how the Amorim understood the concept underlying the Mishnah. Whether at the end of the argument we have accepted this proof or rejected it as being non-analogous or incorrectly read is not so much the issue, and therefore the editors of the Gemara, when such a discussion took place, appended that discussion to the discussion of that particular Mishnah. And that's what we refer to as a backdoor sugya. We aren't beginning by discussing our Mishnah. We're beginning by discussing a separate question, and in the middle of the discussion, our Mishnah will be invoked. So by Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. If a person points to some meat or something, he says, Harei alai kibasar zivchei shlarim lachar zikat damim. It's a very mouthful of a formula. This is to me like shlamim, like the food and the meat of shlamim after zrikat adam. Now, just to clarify, when you bring a korban shlamim, you do zrikat adam, and after zrikat adam, the korban is cut up, and parts that are to be burnt on the mizbeach are put on the mizbeach. Parts that are given to the kohanim, chazav shok, are given to the kohanim, and the rest is given to the bailim to eat. Now, the owners cannot eat it until the dam has been brought. That's a critical piece of the puzzle. Now, if a person says, this food is, I am relating to this food as I do to Zivchei Shlamim after Zrikat Damim, what is the effect of that? Now, it's very clear, if you really said it with that verbiage, then Beter Kamatfis, you're associating with Heter, because after all, that's food that you're allowed to eat. That's like saying this to me like apples. Here's the case that Rabbi Bracham is asking about. If you had a piece of shlamim and another piece of meat next to it, and pointed to the other meat and said, this is like that, then the question is, my, bikaroka matfis, are you associating itself with, you say associating the steak with the essential reality of that korban, which is that it's a korban, or beheter kamatfis, are you associating it with its current circumstance, which is that it's mutter, this piece of meat is mutter for you to eat? So the question now is really, when you associate yourself with something, are you associating itself with its current circumstance or with its essential definition? So Amar Rava Toshma, so Rava tries to prove it from our Mishnah. Hanota Rapigol, and Vahanota Pigol Achar Zrikat Damim Hu. Remember, Notar and Pigol only can achieve that status after Zrikat Adam, because Notar has to be a day or two afterwards, and Pigol has to happen at Zrikat Adam, that the coin had the thought, and then later on that's its status. And if you said, I'm associating this with Notar and Pigol, this bread is to me like Notar, that's a valid neder, which means that you're not associating with the present circumstance, but rather with the essential definition of this thing, which is a korban. Right? Amar le Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Natan. So he disagreed and said, "Benotar shalola." Our Mishnah is not referring to regular notar, but notar shalola, which is never mutter for you to eat, but is burnt on the Mizbeach, but after, let's say, Korban Ola is brought in the afternoon, after the next morning, it can no longer be at the, on the Mizbeach, has to be taken out to Beit HaSreifa. So now, Amar Le'im Kein, Litni Basar Ola. So then let the Mishnah not say, no Tarbet Basar Ola. And the Rav Huna's answer is, Lo Mibaya Ka'amar. The Mishnah is speaking the less obvious case. Lo Mibaya Basar Ola V'da'asar. Certainly, if the guy said, this is like Basar Ola, certainly it's Asar. Have a carbon kamat feast. You're associating it with a carbon. That's great. Notar Pigol to Ola Tzricha. What we need is to say that if you associate it with the notar of an Ola, or the Pigol of an Ola, that works. Kasaka Da'atach Amina Ki'isar Notar. I might think that what the guy had in mind was, I'm associating this with the theoretical isur, not with the physical reality of this korban, but the theoretical isur of notar, ki isur pigol, how would they come out piece of davar asur, and then you're associating it with something that's asur, and not with something that is nidor, velo mitzar kamash malan. Good, so instead of introducing the whole idea of nadavar nidor and davar asur, we have a sugi for that. Meitevei ezu isar ha'amur b'torah. When the Torah says l'asor isar al nafsho, to prohibit something on you, what does that mean? Amar hareini shelo ochal basar v'shelo eshte yayin kiyom shemet bo aviv. If you take a vow not to eat meat, for instance, or drink wine, just like the day that your father died, kiyom shemet bo rabo, the day your Rebbe died, kiyom shenerag bo gedali ben achikam, like Tzom Gedalia, kiyom shreiti Yerushalayim b'churbanah, or the day people, the day that they would visit Yerushalayim and see the churban, they would make that a fast day. That's valid. The way that we read Shmuel right now, that means that's only if that particular day was a day in which you were nador. Meaning what? Doesn't it mean that you're on a Sunday, which your father happened to have died on a Sunday? Even though there's lots of other Sundays, and nonetheless it works, obviously you're not reaching for the particular circumstance of the day, happens to be a Sunday, which is not a special day, but rather you're reaching for the essential issue, which is that is the day on which many, many weeks ago father died, and therefore you're connecting with it. So you see, and when you take such an eder, you're reaching for the essential definition of the thing you're associating with and not the circumstantial one. Now, the answer is no. The Shmuel Achit Mar Shmuel didn't say that. Here's what he said. Amar Shmuel v'hushin adur uva me'oto yom va'elech. Not that that day was mudar, but rather that you had taken an eder on that day and associated, and you sort of daisy-chained this neder to that, saying, that was a day I took a neder on, and now I'm taking a neder today that's connected to that neder. So that hasn't helped us at all. Now, parenthetically, we should talk here about Davar HaNidor and Davar HaAsur, although we will deal with it much more in the second parak. And that is that when you associate a neder with something else, the essential source of nedarim is a korban, because a korban is something which is a regular old animal, you can do whatever you want with it, then you suddenly say a formula, and now suddenly it's Asur Begiza, Asur Bavoda, there's Me'ila attached to it, it's going to the Mikdash, if a mum doesn't fall, you can't use it, etc. You've changed everything about this animal simply with your words, and you've affected it as far as the world of Isurim goes. So therefore, when you say, Hare Alai Ke Korban, which is the sugi that we saw yesterday, Konam, which is a sort of a perversion of saying Korban, then that's valid. But if you were to say, that thing is to me like Chazer, or that thing is to me like Chometz on Pesach, then that means nothing, because those are not things that you can voluntarily generate as Isurim, those are things the Torah already said. So therefore, if you say, this is to me like Notar, if you mean generally things that are notar, well, those are just usur. That's not anything that's nidor. But if what you mean by that is, this is to me like the kind of thing that can become notar, which is a korban, then it's valid. And that would be the ikaro kamatvis. But we fixed that already and said there is no proof from there. Good. So now, Amar Ravina. Ravina tries to prove it from another place. Toshma kechalata haron uchitrumato. In the Mishnah, at the beginning of the second parak, says that if you associate a neder with chalat haron, you say, this thing is to me like chalat, like truma, then mutar. That's meaningless. Because after all, challah is something that's also for you. Truma is something that's also for you. It's only for kohanim. So, ha ketruma lach mitoda asur. The implication is that it's only regular grain truma that is ineffective as a neder. But there's another kind of truma that has to do with grain. And that is when you bring a korban toda, you have to bring 40 loaves, four of 10 each of four different types, and each one of them you have to bring one of those 10 loaves to give to the Kohen. That's called Trumat Lachmei Toda. And the implication for our Mishnah that didn't list that is that that really is a valid neder. After all, when do you separate the bread? That's after you brought the korban. You bring the korban with the bread there, and then afterwards you give the Kohen one of each of the sets. And that's after Zrikat Dam. And nonetheless, it's a valid neder. That's what we think. So, Ema Kachuma Talishka, a certain, say, no, our inference is not good. Not to say that if you associate it with regular Truma, it's not a valid neder, but with Truma Lachmitod it is. No. If you associate it with Truma Talishka, which has nothing to do with animals, has to do with money. It's everything to do with animals, but essentially it's money. The money that's collected, the Machzira Shekel, when they bring it 3 times a year in the baskets and take some out for the Korbanot, that's Truma Talishka. That's the thing that works. Mutar. So then we're going to have to come to the conclusion that if you said, this meat is to me like Trumat Lachmei Toda, that's not a valid hatfasa. So, if that's the case, Litni Lachmei Toda Mechol Shekin Trumato. So let the Mishnah say, Lachmei Toda is not a valid neder, and certainly not Trumato, the Truma of that. So Hakamashman Truma Lachmei Toda Trumatohi. So it's there to teach you that the Truma of Lachmei Toda is Trumat Aharon. It's just a regular kind of Truma. That's why it didn't list it separately. That's one answer. This is somewhat complex. The Gemara suggests that you could separate Trumat Lachmei Toda even before Zrikat Danam. How's that? Vonda Freshina Belisha. You separate it out as you were kneading the breads. In other words, you're kneading all the breads together, and you have all of the chametz stuff and all of the ruvucha stuff and all the four different kinds, and you, before baking them into each one of the 10 separate lobes, you separate 1/10 out for the Kohen. Right? And why is that valid? Shmuel said as follows, Lachmei Toda Shafan Be'arba Chalot Yatza. If you made the Lachmei Toda into 4 chalot, that's valid. Meaning, you don't have to make 40 loaves. You do, but if you made it only one big chala and one big ruvucha and one big etc., then it's valid. The text says you have to give 40. The answer is l'mitzvah. The Torah is saying ideal it's 40, but it doesn't have to be. It has to be 4 kinds of bread. But you have to separate truma. If you think you give one of the 4 breads, it should be echad mikol korban. You have to give one from each of the kinds. You can't give challah from. You can't give the chametz one for the matzah one. Right? You think you slice each one? The Torah says, Echad mikol korban means there's to be a full loaf. So how do you give a full loaf as truma to the Kohen when, and you have to give a full loaf from the Ravucha and from the Matzah and from the Rekikin and from the Chametz? How do you do that if they're just, each one is one big loaf and you can't slice them? The answer is, out of Vishina Belisha, you separated them as you were kneading them. The Shokil Chadam Chametz, V'Chadam In Chalot, V'Chadam In Rukikim, V'Chadam In Ravucha. You took from each one of the doughs, separated them out. Which means you could have Trumat Lachmei Toda, which is before Zrikat Adam, which therefore does not prove anything for Rambam Chama's question. Rambam Chama asked the question, what happens if you take Shlamim meat after Zrikat Adam, take some other food and say, this food is like that meat? Is that a hatfas or not? And so far we tried to prove it from our Mishnah. Didn't work because that could have been Nota Shalola. Now it doesn't work from the next Mishnah in Perek Bet because that could be referring, that could be excluding and saying that Trumat Lachmei Toda is itself not valid either. And it's really Trumat Talishka. Or even if Trumat Lachmei Toda is valid, it could be that that's referring to Trumat Lachmei Toda that's taken before the Zrikat Adam. So let's try as follows. Let's suggest that the answer on Muhammad's question is really subject to machloket. That hareya like a bechor, if somebody says that thing is to me like a bechor, remember bechor of an animal is kadosh mi beten, as it's born. You can't determine which is the bechor. Rabbi Yaakov oser bihuda matur. Yaakov says that it's a valid neder. Bihuda says it's not. So hechidami, what's the case? E name alifnei zrikat tamim, if you think that this is before zrikat tamim, my tamid of anashari, how could anybody say it's mutter? After all, a bechor before zrikat tamim is kadosh. V'ilachar zrikat damim, my tamid demand aser. If you're talking about after zrikat damim, as this bechor was already shechted and the dam was brought, then why would anybody say it's aser? You're connecting it with something that's mutter. Elolav, it must be the machid basar bechor, machid basar da'ech gabe. It must be that you have the flesh of a bechor and the flesh of some other animal next to it. V'mar zek hazen, you said this one should be like that one. Utanahi, and you sit to machloket tanaim. The answer is lo. The holy amalif zrikat damim. Everybody agrees this is talking about before zrikat damim. My time of the man is shari, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's a mutter? Because Amar Kra ki yidor, the text says, you take a look at the pasuk on the page, Adam ki yidor, ish ki yidor neder, if a person makes a neder, ad shidor b'davar nidor, which means that he has to take a neder and associate it with something that is also davar nidor, something that can be generated. La fuke b'chor davar asuhu, you can't generate b'chor, b'chor is what a b'chor is. Uman dasar, so why does Rabbi Yaakov say it's asar? Amakra ladunai, because it says, ishkidor, neder ladunai. Why does it say Lashem? Lerabot davar hasur, to include that there is even something that's asur that you could, it could be your source of neder. Uman dashari Lashem mayavile, so what does Rabbi Yehuda do with Lashem? He agrees that there is some expansion. Mibayla the matfis bachatat vasham, that if you say this is like a chatat and asham, then it works. Now, Umar Eitel about Chatat V'Yasham, Ulahotziyat HaBachor, so why did you decide Chatat and Hashem are in and Bachor out? The answer is, Marbani Chatat V'Yasham, Shumat V'Yis B'Neder, Motziyat HaBachor, Shu Kodosh Me'imo. After all, Chatat V'Yasham, that animal wasn't Kodosh till I said so, which means I could generate it voluntarily. And by the way, I could even generate it voluntarily by volunteering to be a Nazir, as we saw a couple sugyot ago. As opposed to Bachor, which is already Kodosh while it's in utero. Uman de asar, so why does Rabbi Yaakov disagree? Bechor nama tfisu benederhu. Bechor is also something that you, your expression generates. Why? The tan mishum Rabbi Amru. Rabbi said, minayin lenolad bechor betoch betosh mitzvah lagdisho. How do you know if you have a bechor born in the flock that you, there's a mitzvah for you to be sanctified? Shenamar hazachar takdish. The Torah says, not just that it is kadosh, but you sanctify it. Right? Meaning, there's a mitzvah to say this is kadosh, which means there's something in your expression that in some sense raises the level of the bechor and affects its status, and therefore it's sort of davar nidor. Mandashari, so does Rabbi Yehuda answer to that? He agrees with the ruling, but if you makdish yeah, but if you don't say anything, it's still kadosh, which means that essentially your words don't really change the status. Good. Okay, at the end of the Mishnah it said that if you said ki'imra, kedirim, etc., if you say this is like the lamb, this is like the corral, etc., then it's all valid. Tana imra, li imra, ki imra, if you say it imra or with a prefix, a locative prefix of le, or a analogous prefix of ke, dirim, le dirim, ki dirim, eitzim, leitzim, ki eitzim, ishim, leishim, ki ishim, isbeachim, isbeachim, isbeach, heichal, lehechal, kehechal, sham, yishalayim, ki yishalayim, any of those, kulan she'ochalach, if you say any of those, followed by what I will eat of yours, then asur, that's valid. Lo'ochalach, but if you say all any of those things is what I won't eat of yours, then mutar, then it's okay, because what you're saying is all the stuff you're not offering me is that, which means the stuff you are offering me is okay. Naman, sheminalei delo shani le'imra le'imra ke'imra, who is it that we know of who doesn't distinguish between having a prefix or not? We saw in the last sugya, Rav Meir he. Right, Aima Seva Kulan Lo Ochalach Mutar, and we said in this same Braita that if you said in any of these cases what I won't eat is that, then it's Mutar. Vanan the Korban Lo Ochalach Rameir Oser. Ah, Rameir said that if you said Le Korban what I will not eat, Rameir says Zasur, and here he's saying if it's Le Imra Shelo Ochalach, it's Mutar. Rabbi Asakimar Le Korban Yehe Lefichach Lo Ochalach. So, and Rabbi Abba, we saw this a couple of daf ago, said that what Meir meant was, if you said, le korban lo ochalach, means that not, it is not a korban, it is a korban, and therefore I won't eat. So why don't we say here also, it's like an imra, and therefore I won't eat. So, alokasha hadamar lo le imra, hadamar le imra. It really depends on whether you said it alo with a, like sort of le, la imra with a patach, in which you're saying, it's not holy. Or you said le imra, in which you're saying, it is like the lamb of the Mizbeach, and therefore I will not eat, in which case Rameir would agree that it is a valid neder. Okay, we've completed until Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph. In the next podcast, will be very brief, in which we will see two very brief sugyot, which will take us to the end of Perek Rishon. Everyone should have a wonderful day.